This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And motor vehicles, they do get fancier, they do get more advanced each and every year. But some things we think are going to be constant with our cars are the mirrors, but they're also having big changes too. I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
So how are mirrors changing?
Well, they're going. The reality is the rear vision mirror, which has been with us for, you know, more than a century, is starting to get replaced in the real world with cameras and screens. We've seen it in some race cars, you know, Le Mans cars for years, or for a couple of years, and now Mercedes have brought out some of their trucks that are coming without them, and the new Audi e-tron, their electric SUVs, is coming without them. So what does that mean? It means that there's a couple of things change. One is that they'll be quieter, because one of the things that mirrors do generate is wind noise, and that wind noise is, you know, right by your door glass. It'll reduce drag. In some instances, drag, you can reduce the drag by up to 5%.
I was going to say that's probably why it sounds attractive for race car drivers.
Yeah, so Le Mans, where it's about 24 hours of durability and, you know, right reliability, what you do want is the car having being the slipperiest it can be through the air for 24 hours, and mirrors are a lumpy bit that sticks out, creates some aerodynamic things for them to have to manage.
I interrupted you and you were saying?
Yeah, so what happens is the technology has got cheap enough now with good cameras and high-definition screens that you can actually use them. So what that means is, say, for the Audi e-tron, there'll still be a little stalk that sticks out the side that has a tiny camera that looks backwards the same way a mirror used to do. But inside, on the inside of the door or the A-pillar, there'll actually be a screen similar shape to what a mirror would have been, but it's inside. And the advantage of it is, as I said, you get rid of drag, you get rid of the noise, but just as importantly, during periods of low light at night, you can actually, it can enhance that image for you that you wouldn't get out of a mirror. So it can make, you know, things that might be, you know, not quite dark coming, you know, from behind you if you're reversing, and that you can actually raise the contrast on them. And for those big trucks that have them, the irony of it was that those mirrors actually create a bit of a blind spot for them seeing in front of them. So we'll get rid of that blind spot as well, so they'll be able to manoeuvre with greater visibility from the cab. So, yeah, it's interesting times, and it's all come about because the technology's got better and cheaper, and all of a sudden, you know, you can actually start to replace existing, you know, legacy technologies with it.
And you'll stop getting spider webs on your side view mirrors as well if you leave your car alone for too long.
Or more importantly, yeah, you won't get, you know, you won't get them bumped off if cars pass too, you know, too quickly. You know, they just makes a lot of sense. It being, you know, a good idea, just waiting for the technology to get reliable enough and cheap enough that you could, you know, do it for almost the same price as what the mirrors were before.
With my car, the mirrors move in when I lock the door, so I can visually see where my car is locked. If I had no longer had rear view mirrors, I'd be one of those people who have to check over and over and over again if I actually remember to lock my car doors.
Yeah, look, those cars already have proximity keys. So once you've sort of left a certain distance, they do automatically lock themselves, or they, if a door's been left, it'll beep to tell you to come back. But it's just the way of the world, you know. You know, eventually it'll run into, you know, other technologies. The irony of it is, you know, probably won't go to motorbikes, but you think there used to be scooters from the 60s and 70s. You see those little scooters that used to have 20 and 30 mirrors on them as a bit of a decoration. So those they'll probably still continue on as a bit of a tradition.
And so you said these rear view cameras, they are becoming more common, they're becoming cheaper and easier to access. How long before the majority of cars on the road are going to be featuring rear view cameras rather than rear view mirrors?
Look, I reckon it'd probably follow about the same sort of speed as what we've seen electric park brakes start to replace manual park brakes, probably within the next 5 to 6 years. I wouldn't be surprised if they're in mainstream vehicles, you know, the sort of mid-range Mazdas and, you know, Kias and things like that, and probably within 8 or 9 years in everything, you know, right down to the lowest, the cheapest cars. So, as I say, the technology is getting to the stage where it's actually just as cheap to build the camera and the screen as it is to build the mirror and bolt it on outside.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That's Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.